Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Before Jesus Christ began his work of preaching and teaching, someone else was preparing the way for him. His name was John. They called him John the Baptist. He got that name because part of his work was baptizing people. It was a sign of their sorrow over their sin, but also a trust that God was sending his chosen one to deal with that sin. John the Baptist pointed to this chosen one called the Messiah, and John said the Messiah would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Jesus Christ proved he was the Messiah by his perfect life, his innocent death on the cross, and his resurrection from the dead. Jesus made good on John the Baptist's prediction and his own promises on the day of Pentecost. Even though Jesus had ascended into heaven, he wasn't going to leave his followers alone. He had promised a helper, the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, who appeared in visible and dramatic form. There was a sound of wind filling the house where the disciples gathered. Tongues of fire came and rested on each of them. They were given the ability to speak in other languages. Jesus had not abandoned them. He sent them the powerful Holy Spirit, fulfilling John the Baptist's words. Jesus continues to send his Holy Spirit through the waters of baptism. While there are no tongues of flame or sounds of wind, we know that Jesus is still sending his Holy Spirit, creating faith and transforming lives. The Holy Spirit kindles and strengthens the fire of faith in the hearts of believers so that the effects of Pentecost carry on to this day. Dear Jesus, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Through your Spirit, I know you are with me always. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.